as I told you in the past, that it's coming together, my speech with you, is a forum for which we can learn, and that I can point out certain things, not to get in a certain buffer, but it's important for us to know. It's important for us to know what is our Messiah and what the Derech HaChaim of the Ben Torah is. I was told that yesterday we had our famous turkey boy. And I'd like to talk about it because I think it's there are lessons we have to learn. The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph says Reb Levi asked the question. Reb Levi Rami Ksiv Lashem Ha'aretz Amloya Ksiv Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem V'aretz Lasan L'Bnei Yoda Lashem Ha'aretz Amloya, because the book has everything. And then because the book gave the Aretz L'Bnei Yoda. So Omer Reb Chanina, Omer Reb Chanina Bar Papa, the Gemara answer, I'm sorry, Loi Kashya, Kan Kaisen Baruch Hu, Kan Liyaka Baruch Hu. When is Lashem Ha'aretz Amloya? That's Kaisen Baruch Hu. Liyaka Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu gives us the world. Gives us the world. Omer Reb Chanina Bar Papa, Kol Hanenem Enoelem Hazeh, B'lai Baruch Hu, Kilu Geizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael. Okay, what does this mean? It sounds religious, but what does it mean? Reb Matisyo asks a question when it says, Kan Koidim Brocha, Kan Liacha Brocha. Why doesn't it say, Kan Koidim Kinyan, Kan Liacha Kinyan? When do I say, Vashem Ha'aretz Amloya? That's before you made a Maisa Kinyan. And after you made a Maisa Kinyan, it's yours. Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Rasam Lasam Bnei Yodam. So Reb Matisyo points out, what's the Gemara telling us? There's nothing that's yours. What you have is only Pikodin. And the Kodesh Boker gives you Rishus to use it if you make a Bracha. You only have rishus to use it. For instance, you have a kinyan that's yours. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Shemitah, can't work with it. Not yours. Without Trumas and Maisrus, it's not yours. The Kodesh Baruch Hu has control of it, even after it's yours. The whole concept of a kinyan is that you have rishus to use it. But what you have is a pikudin to you. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. So what is the pshat? Kan koidim brocha, kan liyacha brocha. It says shakol bor l'chvoide. Whatever the Kodesh Baruch Hu created has to bring kovid shemayim. If you make a brocha, so what you have brings kovid shemayim. Says, but it doesn't stop over there. It's not the bracha that makes kvayt shemayim. It's how you use the thing that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to you makes kvayt shemayim. It's not yours. It's only pikadon etzlecha. And therefore, since it's pikadon etzlecha, you have to watch it and protect it. Next week's seder, it says that va'yivosa Yaakov labadai. Yaakov brought his family. He crossed the river, and then he went back. So Rashi says, why did he go back? Because there were pachan ketanim over there that he didn't bring over. So Rav Olba asks, Yaakov, it says he was so extremely wealthy. What's he going back to pachan ketanim for? What is the lesson of the Torah? The Torah says, he was... he had gemalim and kvasim. He had everything. Wealthy man. He brought his family across the river. Then he reminded himself they were pachim ktanim, and he went back. What is the Gemara telling me? Explain to me why he went back. The Rebbe says nobody's telling me. But tell me this, you say that anything you have is a pikadon. It's a pikadon from the Kodesh Baruch Hu to use l'kvayt shemayim. And therefore, even though he was wealthy, right, and he gives us, go away. But it's not yours. The whole concept of a kinyan is that you have rishus to use it. You have rishus to use it. What if you're a shamer of something? And this pachim ktanim, you're mechuyev to wash the pachim ktanim. So everything that we have, we're a shamer of. That's what the Torah is teaching us. And that's the way we have to approach. Rabbova points out, he says, sometimes when a bocher comes home from Bein Asmanim, and his mother will ask him, where is your jacket, where is your shirt, where is this? And he says, I couldn't find it. I left it someplace. He said, why do you couldn't find it up to someplace? It was given to you, and you have enough rights to watch it. What right, he says, you need swarm in the yeshiva when you go home for the summer. And the yeshiva puts up signs that any swarm left will be taken away. And you just leave it. It's not yours. Your parents spent money for it. Over here, Yaakov was teaching us that the pachim ktanim to Yaakov, who's such a wealthy man, I have no right to leave it because it's not mine. That's a nageya from Turkey book. And again, I'm not aiming it at any specific person. It's a lesson to get. The seniors drive up in the limousine that costs $84. What for? Was the money given to you to throw into an ocean to waste it? Why do you have money? Whatever you have has to be used for a purpose. The fact that you have more money than others is so. Isn't that the pachim ktanim of Yaakov Avinu? If Yaakov Avinu goes back to the pachim ktanim because whatever I have no right to waste, I'm a shamer on it. So I can pay for money, for mishigas, throw it away. What's the heter? It's a lesson that we have to learn. If you have money, money has to be used for a purpose. Not only isn't it permitted to be used for something which is connected to Torah, but if you have it, you can't be mezalzel in it. Not yours. It's not yours. Whatever we have is shakol baro l'chavoyder. That's number one. Another lesson. I heard that some vacuum were rough. So, what's wrong with being rough? Huh? What's wrong with being rough? So, I quoted many times this mechilta. It says, "Kol aman of yosam loyse anun." You can't cause any pain to an aman of yosam. And the Chazal say it's not only pain to an Amon and a Yosam. To an Amon and a Yosam, so it's Chid Nisa B'day Shemayim. To a regular person, you're either allowed of causing aggravation, inu. So Rafam quotes the Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim. The Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim says, Im ane to ane, it's also to make any inu. He says, Echad inu imruba, the echad inu imuad. Any type of aggravation you aren't allowed to do. He says, Kvar Hoyo, he says, by the Asar Haruge Malchus. Kvar Hoyo, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, they were the first two of the Asar Haruge Malchus. Kvar Hoyo, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Yoitzim Lehoreg. They were being taken out to be killed by the sword, to be beheaded. Omale, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel. He says, Rabbi, Libi Yoitzi, he says, my heart is going out. She'eni yedeya amani nerag. I don't know why I'm being killed. He says, I've gone through my life. I don't know why I'm being killed. And the officer, Rabbi Nelson, it adds a couple of words. I don't know why I'm being killed like a murderer. They're going to kill me with a cherek, take my head off. What did I do in my lifetime that I'm similar to a murderer? Oh, my boy. Amalai, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, mi yomecha, bo odom eslecha, lodun, oy l'shayla, v'ikavta, ad shet hei shoyse koyscha, v'noel sandalecha, oy oyte talisva. Somebody came to ask you a shayla, and you're eating. Did you tell him to wait? Till you finish eating, or till you put on your shoes? Omra Torah, im ane ta ane, echad ini meruba v'echad ini mu'ed. He says, and the mashal that I always stress, if a person's collar comes and he's in the middle of breakfast, will he stop the breakfast to go out to meet her in the parking lot? That's not okay, right? A person comes to you and he asks you a shayla. You tell him to wait till I finish breakfast. That's what it says. It says, he told him to wait till you finish breakfast. That's the reason why you're being killed by the Mateo. And he says, Omaloi, Nichamtoni, Nichamtoni, now I understand. Tell me the story. Tell me the story, what does it mean? It means that we spoke the other week that, you see, an interesting story. Sarah tells Avram, send Yishmael away. She saw in him, he's Mitzayach, he's a, etc., etc. And Yishmael is sick. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Barshe Hushram, right now he's a tzaddik. Right now he's a tzaddik. So what's the pshat? She saw in him a seed. She saw in him a seed for Mitzicha. She saw in him a seed for immorality. And she said, he shouldn't be together with Yitzchak. He's going to hurt Yitzchak. But that seed didn't sprout yet. But Rabbi Shmuel was telling him that if you're not machshev, a human being, there's one human being you're machshev, your kal is coming in the parking lot, you're going to run out together. And somebody else comes, you tell him to wait, it means you're not machshev a person. That's a seed of Ritzita. Why do you kill somebody? You're not machshev. Right? You're a maximum. That's why you kill. The seed of the tzicha is making a person wait while you're eating breakfast. Which means on his level, that's the seed of the tzicha. That's nikamtoni, nikamtoni. So what about if you're playing rough and ball game and you push a guy? What is that? That's not a seed of the tzicha. Isn't that a seed of the tzicha? It's what it is. You're not machshav a person. You don't mind pushing him too hard. That's the seed of a tzicha. Now, I quoted the Yenisim and the Zeal by the Aseres HaDibros, and he says, Lei Sirtzach. And he explains all the Aseres HaDibros in the same fashion. He says, Lei Sirtzach means don't befriend a Ratzeach, don't do business with a Ratzeach. Don't let your community permit a Ratzeach to live in the community. Because if you do that, your future generations can be roasted. And the same thing that goes with immorality. It says, don't befriend a Noyev. Don't do business with a Noyev. Don't let him live in your community. Because if you do so, future generations can become Noyevim. What is he teaching us? The Chofetz Chaim says, if you befriend a Ratzeach, so your family or the people around you don't see the disgust of what a Ratzeach is. And consequently, who knows, later on the seed can grow. When a person, Chas V'Shalom, has no chashivas of another human being, That's certainly the seed of a tzinger. It's important for us to know this. And again, I'm not aiming it at anybody, but we have to learn what the Torah is teaching us. The Torah teaches us that he went for the pachat tanim, the chashivas of money. Money is not given to us to waste. It's not given us to waste. And we have to protect our leaders. I want to share one other thought with you. The story that says that in this week's Sedra, that Yaakov came to Mepadan Aron, Vinei Be'er Vasoda, and Vinei Shom Shloisha Ed Reitzayim Reitzayim Omer, there are three flocks with their shepherds, and were Evan Gdol Al Pi Be'er. And Vinesu Shomo Kol Hadorim, they would gather over there, and then when all the shepherds would come, they would roll the rock away so that they can get the water from the bear. So look, we're learning Chumash. We have to know what is the Torah teaching. Vayoymel hev Yaakov, Achai, my brothers, may I not them, from where are you? Vayom mechorn anochim. Vayoymel hev haidaten eslovan benochor. They said, Yodonu. Vayoymel hev hasholim loy. How is it by him in the house? So it's interesting. Why does he want to know how is it by him in the house? So the Chazal point out, because if I'm going to go to his house, what if he has, it's difficult for him to take a guest? Difficult for him to take a guest. He wouldn't want to go. He first wants to know Hashalom Lay. You know, I've pointed out an interesting story that I once told the Talmidim and was quoted on a radio program, Bishmi. It's quoted on a radio program, a story I told them, what's the story? That a bocher came over to me and he heard I'm going to New York. And he said, can I hop a ride with you? And I said, yes, but you shouldn't listen. He said, why not? If you had room, why shouldn't I have asked you? I said, because sometimes a husband wants a few minutes alone with his wife. Let me realize that. And the fact that he can take you along doesn't mean that you should go alone. But since you asked, I'm taking you. But you have to know, when you assume you'll be married, sometimes you need a few minutes to yourself. Without the children are at home, without anybody in the car, then the husband and wife have to have time for themselves. So over here, before you come to somebody's house, you have to have shalom there. It's important, an important lesson. Then it says, Vayomer, he says, Hein oid hayom gadol, lo'eise yosef ha'mikna. He says, it's in the afternoon, why are you hanging around doing nothing? Hashku hatzayinu l'chur re'us. Take care of the sheep. So the Sekunda asks, here we have somebody coming from a different country, and he's bossing people around. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that before he began to talk to them, he said, Achai, may I know. He said the word Achai to show them that he cares about them. That's the reason why the Torah wrote down the word Achai. Right? He cares about them. Then he says, why don't you take care of your sheep? So the Sekunda says, what does this mean? He says, Ein oid ha'yoyim godol, ha'tzadik yimois es ha'ogel, gam kein elo achayim, k'omro yitayav ha'tzadikim b'shalom. When the tzadik sees that somebody's doing something wrong, he speaks up. He speaks up. That's what the Torah says. If you know that something is wrong, you have to speak up. You have to speak up to the person. The Torah is teaching you this. Here he meets people he does not know. And he knows they're doing an avla, and he points it out to them. He says, my not why what to write down this whole shock of a tariff? When it's our achrayus, when we see something is wrong, we got to speak up. And you got to speak up firmly, if possible, right? For the purpose of helping the other person. But we can't permit people to go and be rough with other people. You know, sometimes I can see two bachim can push each other, right? Generally, it's having a game. They're enjoying themselves, but sometimes they mean it. That's the beginning of Midah Ritzicha. You have to point that out. That a person who's a Ben Yisrael has to have the Hanhogah that the Torah is teaching you. Has to show him when we say that a person is a Rasha when he lifts his hand without hitting somebody. Rasha lo masakes v'yechad. It doesn't say you hit. Why did you raise your hand? You're a Rasha. That's what the Torah is teaching me. And the Torah is teaching me over here that Yaakov pointed out to them that you're doing something wrong. Why the tzaddik is mayis and an avla. So when you see things going on which are wrong, you have to speak up. If not to them, to somebody who can help. We can't just learn Torah without applying it to our lives. We can't learn Torah just to pass a bechina. We're learning Torah that we should teach ourselves on how to live. That's not really better. So again, I don't want anybody to think that I'm pointing at anybody, but these are lessons that you have to learn. The chashivas of moment is not to throw into the ocean. Moment is to use for a tachas, and not to waste on stupidity. That's the top of the moment. Every single thing has to bring kvayt shamayim. That's the top of the moment. And certainly the Bein Odom L'Chaveiro has to be on such a high level of being machshav each other, like we have to riach l'samaycha. When you push somebody, that's we have to riach l'samaycha. You're being over that. You're enjoying yourself, in addition to starting off the Midah Ritzicha. Why do you have to riach l'samaycha? Yeah, we have to guide each other and teach each other to become members of B'nai Torah.